Texas and Florida, whose leaders were praised by President Trump for being among the first to end coronavirus restrictions, abruptly reversed course Friday as virus infections soared to record levels, slamming the door shut on bars and imposing other measures in a bid to contain the pandemic. And a spike in cases in Wisconsin as well. Fond du Lac County Public Health Officer Kim Miller joins us on the final segment of the show. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Greg.
All right. Only one case, though, in Fond du Lac County over the weekend. That's good news.
Yeah, that is really good news. So that's since 2 o'clock on Friday up until this morning, one case.
All right. But statewide, we've seen a spike. First of all, I want to get your reaction to what's happened in Texas and Florida and also Arizona. We're seeing these huge spikes. They're already going back. They put on pause. They're reopening. We don't want to have that happen here.
No, we don't. And, you know, that's exactly what we're trying to avoid. The safe restart plan that we have in place right now with Fond du Lac County gives us an opportunity to kind of move back and forth through the phases. So, you know, again, recommendations and guidelines to help, you know, move those businesses forward. You know, it will give businesses an opportunity to understand if we do start seeing increases in cases here, you know, that tells us that, you know, maybe it isn't safe to have, you know, X number of people in an establishment, or maybe it isn't safe to have seating in businesses, let's say. But, you know, right now in Fond du Lac, you know, as we see it right now, we're doing pretty good. But we need to ensure we're going to continue to do well.
It can change, and that's why people can't become complacent. And your counterpart in Dane County did make those changes you just talked about, telling bar and restaurant patrons that restaurant patrons must be seated 6 feet apart and only with members of their own household, limiting right. gatherings on private property to 10 people after they saw a huge spike last week.
Yeah. And, you know, I'd be curious to see, you know, out of the number of people that are getting sick, what are the age numbers? And if there are connections with the huge number of people, where are those connections happening? Are they households? Are they, you know, friend, family gatherings? You know, what does that picture look like? Because I think that will paint the better idea of really what's going on. You know, a lot of times when we see increases in cases, it's due to household contacts. So we would almost expect those people to become positive. And so just really understanding, you know, where those people are and how people are getting infected would help people better understand what they should and shouldn't be doing, what is maybe more of a riskier activity to do, and what can certain things, you know, be done with less risk.
Yeah, and something we're going to have to talk about later this week as well. We've got the 4th of July holiday this weekend. And again, much like the Memorial Day weekend, people will be getting together, I'm sure, for Independence Day barbecues and gatherings. And that's always a concern. And but we'll talk about that later in the week. Fond du Lac County Public Health Officer Kim Miller, great to have you on the program.
Thank you, Greg.